Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices today are called mixed amid variable inventory levels held by packers. The full range of bids expected to be from $1 per hundredweight higher to $1 lower, with some plants reportedly needing a few more loads for Wednesday and or Thursday's delivery, but most processors appear to have adequate supplies for Friday after some producers reportedly have pulled hogs forward ahead of the shortened work week. In Peoria, the market has called steady, top price of 47 even. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, June 24th, looks like this. Negotiated swine purchases were 18,507. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $71.30 to $76.99. The weighted average was $73.98. That was up 40 cents from Monday. On a live basis, Barrows and Gilt sold from $46.88 to $62.50. The weighted average was $59.07. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 19,171. The base price range was $66.50 to $78.50. The weighted average was $75.14, up 74 cents from Monday. On a live basis, Barrows and Gilt sold from $49.19 to $61.00 even. The weighted average was $57.35.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Coming up, we'll take a look at how the prices fared on overnight trade on the boards. Trade pretty much an up night overall. We'll also get a pre-opening call from the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Let's now take a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. Heavy rain caused new flooding across portions of northern Missouri overnight. Rainfall totals of 1.4 to 3.5 inches reported from north central into northeast Missouri, with a band of 5 to more than 8 inches. And Kirksville came in with 5.15 inches. Novelty, Missouri, and Knox County came at 5.85 inches of precipitation. Rice bud rain will fall across the Midwest through Saturday. Most areas will receive less than an inch of rain, but numerous locations scattered across the region will receive 1 to 3 inches of rain with a few greater amounts. The coverage of heavy rain should not be widespread enough to cause serious flooding, but localized flooding is likely. Daily shower activity will continue through the end of the second week of the two-week outlook, although resulting rainfall should be light enough to allow some improvement to the flood conditions. And now, outside of the flood areas and low-lying region of the Midwest, the weather outlook for the next 2 weeks is quite supportive of aggressive crop development. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, net drying occurred in the most of the Delta in southeastern states Tuesday and early today. A few isolated showers brought up to 6/10 of an inch of rain in portions of central and west central Mississippi Tuesday, while the locations in the Delta and Southeast were mostly dry. The forecast of the Delta in southeastern states is a little wetter for today through Monday. Widespread rain will affect the region and will provide a temporary boost in topsoil moisture for parts of the region. The remainder of the two-week outlook includes daily showers that will slow evaporation rates and help maintain favorable conditions for crop development. The Delta and southeastern states will not have an abundance of soil moisture by the end of the next 2 weeks. And if a week or two of hot, dry weather were to develop, moisture stress would evolve quickly. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, random showers and thunderstorms occurred in less than 20% of the hard red winter wheat country Tuesday and early this morning. Rainfall was rarely more than 1/4 inch, and the majority of the region experienced net drying. High temperatures were mostly in the 80s and 90s, and lows this morning were in the 50s and 60s. Today's forecast is wetter than that of Tuesday, especially for the first half of next week. Sunday through Wednesday is when most of the rainfall increase was placed, with areas from Oklahoma to Colorado and southwestern Nebraska poised for a greater number of showers and thunderstorms. Other than that, the change, the outlook is similar to that of Tuesday. The bottom line is that wheat harvesting will not advance quite as swiftly as desired in some areas, but the rain amounts and frequency will not be as great as last week when serious changes to grain quality evolved in Kansas and Oklahoma. The situation should be closely monitored. We believe the forecast has more potential to dry back down rather than turn additionally wet in future model runs. Temperatures will be warm in the next couple of weeks, highs in the 80s and 90s most often, with a few readings over 100 over the possible next couple, 2 or 3 weeks. In the U.S., northern plains, scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred in 45% of the northern plains Tuesday. Rainfall reached 8/10 of an inch in southeastern North Dakota, while varying from a few hundredths of an inch to 4/10 of an inch elsewhere. Minnesota, central and southeastern Montana, and southwestern North Dakota were driest. High temperatures were in the upper 70s and 80s, and extremes approaching 90. A favorable mix of rain and sunshine, coupled with warm temperatures over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, should prove favorable for aggressive crop development. Rain frequency could rise a little higher than desired in some areas next week into the week of July 7th, but there are no indications of a flood threat based on this morning's data. Temperatures will be seasonally warm over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, and highs in the upper 70s and 80s will occur frequently, with a few extremes near and above 90 will occur periodically. Friday and Saturday, temperatures will be coolest, with more 70s and 80s anticipated, and low temperatures will be most often in the 50s and 60s, with some periodic 40-degree readings in some of the cooler areas of the northern plains. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
All right, thanks, Scott. Let's take a look at overnight trade now. In Kansas City, the July wheat contract opened at 908.5, down 1. Last traded up 4.5 cents. September 924, down 3/4. Last trade up 3 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat for September, 970, 2 1/4 cents up on the open. Last trade up 2 1/4. Now to the Chicago Board of Trade, where the nearby July wheat contract opened at 869.25, down 3/4 cents. Last traded up 7 3/4. September 887, down 1. Last trade up 7.5. December 911, down 1. Last traded up 7.25. March wheat for next year, 932, down 1/4. Last trade up 3.25. May 946, up 2 3/4. Last traded up 6 3/4. In the corn pit, July nearby, 711, down 0.5 on the open. Last traded up 4.5. September, 725.25, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 3. December corn, 745.75, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. March, 762, down 2.5. Last trade up 3.5. May, 772, down 1. Last trade up 2. July corn for next year, 772, down 3. Last trade up 4. In the July wheat or July soybean contract, for the nearby contract, it opened overnight at $15 even, down 1 penny. Last trade up 14. August, 15.01 3/4. Last trade down 2 1/4 on the open. Last traded up 13.5. September, 14.88, down 4. Last trade up 11.5. November, unchanged on the open at 14.91. Last traded up 12.5. And January beans, 15.03 1/4, down 2. Last trade up 10. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 410 cents. That's down 1.20. Last traded down 2.50. August, 398.60, down 2, or down 20 rather. Last trade up 2.40. July bean oil, 62.98, down 12. Last traded up 43. And August, 63.31, down 13. Last traded up 43 as well. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Not too much going on in the news, although if you look at the overnight trade, there was a little bit of a change of heart from the open and the last trade, and maybe that's a little bit of looking out the window. Huh?
Yeah, I think so. It's basically all weather-related. The smart market was getting a little bit tired. It had been going up for so long that it was kind of wearing itself out, and people were thinking it was becoming technically weak. Then overnight we cropped up some pretty good showers in Iowa and Missouri, and they've headed into Illinois this morning. I haven't heard a report on what's going on in Illinois, but I know that Missouri and Iowa got some significant amounts. And
so we had some in northwest Illinois, maybe 3.9 in a couple of places up there.
But at any rate, it's made people nervous, and it's kind of they're taking a back seat to the selling now, so they're back in the process of today probably being kind of positive and taking a look, see it at what's coming down the road. As you said, it's pretty quiet. Few things of note: ethanol and biodiesel are currently profitable, and the Argentina stuff is starting to get to port, so that's going to have some bring some pressure on the markets a little bit. And then we had a former U.S. chief economist that issued what they call a white paper recently, as Keith Collins, and he was indicating that since 2006 that the increase in ethanol production had definitely caused corn prices to escalate and, you know, was putting pressure on food prices and also on livestock industry. And he thought the livestock industry was probably going to be pretty much in jeopardy. So I guess we'll have to take a wait and see on that one, but it's kind of where we're at this morning.
All right, let's get your opening calls for today.
Okay, let's call corn up 2 to 4, soybeans. They're calling them up 10 to 15. I guess I struggle with that amount, but call them up 10 anyway. Wheat up about 5, and livestock, cattle mixed, and hogs weak on the open.
All right. Thanks for your time, Tom.
You bet.
That was Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. We got a little time to look at the outside markets where we see the crude oil contract for August in New York down 40 cents a barrel, but still up there, 136.60 a barrel. The CRB index is down 67 at the moment off the opening bell at 453.94. The U.S. dollar index at 73.10, that's down 14. And in the metals, July silver trading up almost 11 cents right now at 16.74 an ounce. The gold contract at for August at 887.50, down 410. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is up 38 points now at 11,845. The NASDAQ up 22 at 2391. The S&P up 9 at 1324. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.